Some call it a clash of civilizations, but I call it a clash of spirituality. On the one side is the West's promotion of decadence, which leads to a police state. And on the other is the East, that is Russia's promotion of a Christian society. And the pawns in this global showdown are three young girls from the Russian punk group, Pussy Riot. In February 2012, these girls, part of a staged protest, largely funded by the Jewish CIA cover, the National Endowment for Democracy, led by its Jewish founder, Carl Gershman, entered Christ the Savior Cathedral in Moscow and performed a sacrilegious dance. Mocking the cross was part of their blasphemy. The cameras were ready and the script was carefully written. Yes, attack what Jewry fears most, the symphony of church and state, the Byzantine ideal which Russia inherited and Putin is fostering. It is Putin and his government's strong tie to the Orthodox Church, the symphony of the spiritual and the temporal, for this is what's at stake here, that these worthless girls were instructed to denounce through a media event easily propagated by the Jewish globalized press. And one look at the Russian supporters of Pussy Riot's desecration of the sacred evinces a strong Jewish underpinning. Boris Nemtsov, Valery Novodvorskaya, Democracy's Pinup Boy, chess player Garry Kasparov, Leonid Gosman, and Vladimir Posner. This past week, Pussy Riot was handed a lenient 2-year jail sentence instead of the mandatory 7 years stipulated by Russian law for desecrating a religious site. Now think for a minute. If a punk group did the same thing in a synagogue, every media venue would be crying bloody murder, and world Jewry would be demanding the punks be hung by their toes. But this is about a church, and the Jewish-led West is all in an uproar over the Russian verdict. Russia's reaction? The West can shove it. This is illustrated by the Russian people's attitude toward the old hag, Madonna's August 9th concert in St. Petersburg, mostly attended by Western outsiders. Responding to Madonna's lewd promotion of Pussy Riot's right of artistic expression, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin called Madonna a moralizing whore, adding, quote, "With age, every former slut tries to lecture everyone on morality, especially on overseas tours." Upping the ante, citizens of St. Petersburg filed a $10 million lawsuit against Madonna for preaching homosexuality to minors, a violation of Russian law. The showdown has arrived. Pussy Riot is only a small skirmish in the larger clash of spirituality upon us. You see, the Zionist West, with its spiritual decay, is on the decline. Yet they're not going to go down without a fight. But Christian Russia, with its spiritual ripening, is on the rise. A star shall rise in the East, Dostoevsky once proclaimed. My friends, the battle against the wicked West has only just begun.